You will hear five short extracts in which people are talking about how they got their current jobs. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3. Speaker 1.
I'd always been desperate to work in the film industry, but I knew directors' jobs were hard to come by, and jobs are rarely advertised. I went to loads of free networking events, with no success. Trying to get through to film companies on the phone was a waste of time, and there was little chance of managing to contact anyone influential directly. As with most things, it's who you know that matters. And I was fortunate enough to meet someone based at a TV studio. In the end, he put in a good word for me, and I eventually got my first directing role on a low-budget TV film.
Speaker 2.
I work as an insurance sales executive. It's by no means the most glamorous of jobs, and is something I never thought I'd end up doing. But anyway, it keeps a roof over my head. After school, I applied for anything I saw advertised, and I got a job in this insurance company as an office junior, doing all the mundane stuff. I slowly climbed the ladder and got to where I am today. I had a really encouraging manager who saw my potential and pushed me forward. The work's satisfying in its own way, and my colleagues are great. I've developed a good social life with them outside work too.
Speaker 3.
I'm a web developer and design websites for all kinds of businesses in my local area. It can be difficult starting out after school, as most employers want experience and most people don't have any, unless they've done a bit of work experience for free or something. That wasn't the case with me. I got my job through simple determination. I used to call companies all the time, but I never got through to the manager until, one day, she answered herself and offered me the job on the spot. There's little chance of promotion in this line of work, but I'd like to run my own company one day.
Speaker 4.
I've always been creative and did a degree in jewellery design. During my course, I did a work placement in a top design company, which I was absolutely thrilled about, even though I didn't get paid. I approached them after I'd finished my studies, but there were no vacancies, so I had to start looking elsewhere. I then started selling my creations to my friends, who loved my stuff. It was one of them who put me in touch with the creative director of a small jewellery shop, who was looking for new suppliers. Fortunately, my stuff was a huge success with customers, and I'm now manager of my own company.
Speaker 5.
It was tough changing careers after a lengthy period as a teacher, and I spent hours on the phone to various marketing companies asking whether they had any openings. I also used social media sites or asked friends if they'd heard of anything. I'd almost given up the idea of working in the field until I remembered about some short-term work I'd done years previously at a small advertising company. So I drove to see the director and managed to get an appointment with him straight away. I was pleased I'd taken the chance, as they needed someone to start immediately. It was a case of right time, right place.
Now you will hear part 3 again. Speaker 1.
I'd always been desperate to work in the film industry, but I knew directors' jobs were hard to come by, and jobs are rarely advertised. I went to loads of free networking events, with no success. Trying to get through to film companies on the phone was a waste of time, and there was little chance of managing to contact anyone influential directly. As with most things, it's who you know that matters, and I was fortunate enough to meet someone based at a TV studio. In the end, he put in a good word for me, and I eventually got my first directing role on a low-budget TV film.
Speaker 2.
I work as an insurance sales executive. It's by no means the most glamorous of jobs, and is something I never thought I'd end up doing, but anyway, it keeps a roof over my head. After school, I applied for anything I saw advertised, and I got a job in this insurance company as an office junior, doing all the mundane stuff. I slowly climbed the ladder and got to where I am today. I had a really encouraging manager who saw my potential and pushed me forward. The work's satisfying in its own way, and my colleagues are great. I've developed a good social life with them outside work too.
Speaker 3.
I'm a web developer and design websites for all kinds of businesses in my local area. It can be difficult starting out after school, as most employers want experience, and most people don't have any, unless they've done a bit of work experience for free or something. That wasn't the case with me. I got my job through simple determination. I used to call companies all the time, but I never got through to the manager until, one day, she answered herself and offered me the job on the spot. There's little chance of promotion in this line of work, but I'd like to run my own company one day.
Speaker 4.
I've always been creative and did a degree in jewellery design. During my course, I did a work placement in a top design company, which I was absolutely thrilled about, even though I didn't get paid. I approached them after I'd finished my studies, but there were no vacancies, so I had to start looking elsewhere. I then started selling my creations to my friends who loved my stuff. It was one of them who put me in touch with the creative director of a small jewellery shop who was looking for new suppliers. Fortunately, my stuff was a huge success with customers, and I'm now manager of my own company.
Speaker 5.
It was tough changing careers after a lengthy period as a teacher, and I spent hours on the phone to various marketing companies asking whether they had any openings. I also used social media sites or asked friends if they'd heard of anything. I'd almost given up the idea of working in the field until I remembered about some short-term work I'd done years previously at a small advertising company. So I drove to see the director and managed to get an appointment with him straight away. I was pleased I'd taken the chance, as they needed someone to start immediately. It was a case of right time, right place.
That is the end of part 3.